Welcome. Building off of a point in the previous meditation, how do you feel trust when life is a mess? Anthony DeMello writes about the proper kind of selfishness, and he asks you to do this exercise to think of someone you love very much, someone you're close to, someone who's precious to you, and imagine saying to that person, I would rather have happiness than have you. If I had a choice, I would choose happiness. Did you feel selfish imagining saying this? And yet, do you see how you've been brainwashed into thinking, how could I be so selfish? But look who's being selfish. Imagine saying to someone else, how could you choose happiness over me? That's our world. I would love you at the cost of my happiness, and you better do the same for me. And then you've got two unhappy people, but long live love. And the point of this, your happiness comes first. You can still have love in your life, but happiness comes first. And so it goes that your trust comes first. You can still have a mess in your life, but trust comes first. Anthony DeMello continues, all mystics are unanimous in one thing, that all is well. All is well. Though everything is a mess, all is well. Now, you might be saying, how can I possibly feel well when I'm a head case and my career's off track and my back is killing me? Again, all is well. Though everything is a mess, all is well. Someone in this program sent me a great article today, and the title of the article, when Steve Jobs died at 56, his brain was only 27. And then it goes on to talk about this study from the Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard Medical School that found meditating for 30 minutes each day for 8 weeks has all these incredible benefits on your mind. It thickens this one part of your brain that increases focus and self-confidence. It thickens another part of your brain, increasing your ability to regulate emotion. It thickens yet another part of your brain that increases compassion and perspective. And the list goes on and on. Meditation is so effective at repairing damage that it makes your brain as much as 25 years younger than your chronological age, and in some cases, potentially even younger than that. That's how you feel well and find trust amidst the madness all around you. Meditate like crazy. As far back as the 1970s, Steve Jobs practiced mindfulness. Jobs was as far ahead of his time in the technology of the mind as he was in the technology of computers. Steve Jobs said, quote, if you just sit and observe, you will see how restless your mind is. Over time, it does calm. And when it does, there's room to hear more subtle things. That's when your intuition starts to blossom and you start to see things more clearly and be in the present. Your mind just slows down and you see a tremendous expanse in the moment. You see so much more than you could see before. What Steve Jobs is talking about, it's not for everyone. Not everyone can do that. Most people see the mess. The mess is claustrophobic. It's ugly. It's stressful. It's reality. All is well. Though everything is a mess, all is well. So someone that used to work for Steve Jobs said the most important lesson he learned, everything could look wrong, everything could be failing. Steve Jobs never gave up. Part of it was tenacity, but part of that resilience and trust in his innovations, it came from slowing down and seeing the tremendous expanse in the moment, in the opportunity. Let's practice that. Let me ask you, what's the mess in your world today? Let me share mine. So my wife just called me. She's really aggravated. Our rental house here in Arizona, the lease is up in a few months, and we're just trying to figure out if we want to buy a house in Arizona. The market here is really high. Lots of people are moving to Phoenix right now. And we're wondering how to play this real estate game. Do you jump in and buy when it's high? Will it ever go down? Do we find another rental and just wait it out? And the place that my wife was coming from is not the place Steve Jobs is talking about. And all of us get into that aggravated headspace. We're just in the mess. To act like Steve Jobs and create the most magical life you possibly can with your business, with your resources, for your family, for your clients, we have to see the tremendous expanse in the moment. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. If you can, close your eyes. Sit and observe. You will see how restless your mind is. And over time, it starts to calm down. And when it does, there's room to hear more subtle things. That's when your intuition starts to blossom. And you start to see things more clearly and be in the present. Your mind just slows down and you see a tremendous expanse in the moment. You see so much more than you could see before. Let's come to our centering thought. All is well. Everything is a mess. All is well. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, all is well. Everything is a mess. All is well. Your attention wandered. All is well. Everything's a mess. All is well. All is well. Everything's a mess. All is well. Coming back to the moment. Your happiness comes first. You can still have love in your life, but happiness comes first. And so it goes that your trust comes first. You can still have a mess in your life, but trust comes first. Take it from Steve Jobs, who understood the power of mindfulness long before anyone really knew what mindfulness was. It was one of his tools to building Apple Computer into something so far ahead of its time. Steve Jobs could be in an absolute mess. Nothing could be working, and he never gave up because he could access the expanse in the moment. Sit and observe. That's when your intuition starts to blossom. Your mind just slows down, and you see so much more than you could see before. All is well. Everything's a mess. All is well. See you tomorrow. Peace.